Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship Tampa, Florida radio station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, that's G-E-T-T-R, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And you'll find all sorts of great stuff over there. All righty, we're going to start out with the professor of politics who's in a jovial mood out there in California, IA. It's none other than Kyle Warren.
Yes, good morning.
And our crew on the porch, where it's 66 degrees and clear skies, is dressed in red, white, and blue, celebrating the big victory in Virginia and maybe even New Jersey.
That's right. We're going to find out about New Jersey.
Yeah, probably today sometime. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And if it sounds like I'm a little bit hoarse, folks, I am. I was yelling and hollering and hooping it up as the returns were coming in. And, I mean, I was really yelling.
I can imagine, Captain. There's a lot of celebration going on,
yeah,
of course, in Virginia and also in various parts of the United States, over the place. People are seeing this, and they are pretty happy about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's what Donald Trump said, and I really like this. He made a statement through the Save America PAC. He said, I would like to thank my base for coming out in force and voting for Glenn Youngkin. Without you, he would have not been close to winning. The MAGA movement is bigger and stronger than ever before. Glenn will be a great governor. Thank you to the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and most particularly to our incredible MAGA voters.
Yeah, great statement. And, you know, Captain, I think that the voters came out. They came out in droves. And not just Republican voters, a lot of Democrats obviously have voted for now Governor-elect Youngkin in Virginia.
Yep.
And Captain, you know, they not only said no to all these weird things that the McAuliffe represented and wanted to implement, but they also said yes in a very big way to a lot of great things that Glenn Youngkin wants to accomplish in Virginia. And I think we need to also point out it's a clean sweep, right? You got the AG, you got the governor as well.
Virginia is red.
Yes, right.
For the first time in many years, solid red.
Big deal.
Yep. Now, Donald Trump also sent a little message over to Terry McAuliffe. You want to hear it?
Sure.
It's looking like Terry McAuliffe's campaign against a certain person named Trump has very much helped Glenn Youngkin. All McAuliffe did was talk Trump, 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 Trump when he lost. But, by the way, what's that tell you? Fake news. I guess people running for offices, Democrats, won't be doing that much longer. I don't have to go to a rally for Youngkin because McAuliffe did it all for me. Thank you to the MAGA voters for turning out big.
Well, but yeah, see, now they thought they had a formula.
They thought, a losing formula.
This is the formula. We're going to keep running against Trump. And when you run away from the issues, basically, and you try to run against Trump, and you try to peddle this nonsense about your opponent and so forth, it's obviously a losing factor. And, Captain, what we've seen over the last now 9 or 10 months of the Biden administration certainly had a bearing. And for President Biden to stand up and say, well, you know, whether I do good or bad as a president doesn't really affect this, well, it sure did.
Now, we told everybody about a week ago that we could see the momentum changing and we could see the numbers changing, and even though the polls didn't quite catch up to where we were at, I was talking to people, I was talking to truck drivers, I was talking to firefighters, police officers, had a lot of different conversations with people in Virginia, and they were telling me, Democrats and Republicans alike, we're not going to vote for McAuliffe. He's a weasel. We know it. We're not going to vote for him.
One of the things I think, Captain, that really broke through in the Virginia race for governor was that Glenn Youngkin was not a career politician. He seemed to be very genuine. He understands the Commonwealth, obviously. He's connected with a lot of people. Put that against Terry McAuliffe, who's clearly a machine politician, someone who is really not going to have that core value, something you really understand about him, other than to be elected. And I think that's also a big factor in Glenn Youngkin's victory.
Right. And good morning to Richard and Marine out there in Oregon. Let's see here. Yay, Virginia. Now let's hope New Jersey turns red, Semper Fi. Richard, okay, he didn't tell me what the weather's like, but I'm going to guess it's still whatever it's doing out there. We'll get to that a little bit later here. But the thing of it is that we've got a movement in this country, and now we need to take this momentum and we need to carry it over. We need to carry this momentum over into next year, 2022. We can do this. We can certainly do this. And all you got to do is see what happened when people got together, regardless of the party, and got their issues on track, because this wasn't just about the educational factor. That had something to do with it. It had a lot to do with the economy and inflation and the price of gasoline at the gas pump.
That's exactly right.
Yep. All right, hold on. We've got to go to break, folks. When we come back from that break, more with Kyle Warren and yours truly. And don't go anywhere. We got more to talk about here on the program. Congratulations, Glenn Youngkin and Virginia.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Mr. Kyle, we will take it away. Now, for those of you that are concerned about, Christmas and where you might get your Christmas gifts, I got a great idea for you. How about checking out MyPillow.com? That's right, MyPillow.com. And while you're there, take a look at all the different items that are marked there with the little tag that says with promo code, prices so-and-so and such-and-such. And instead of me telling you about how much money you're going to save on this, save on that, all you need to know is the promo code is CAPTAIN, and you're going to get your savings. Now, they have a page, the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a logo link. You'll see the logo, Radio Listener Specials. It looks like a little door, and you click on that, open it up. You'll get about 24, maybe as many as 30 different items, all insanely reduced in price, and you'll be able to save a bunch of money there, too. Again, promo code CAPTAIN is all you need. And if you don't want to order it off the website because you're afraid you might get your information borrowed or whatever the deal is, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, 800-641-5459. You can have yourself a very merry and a very happy Christmas because I guarantee you, you'll be able to get whatever you want to order over there. They've got the product. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What did you want to say?
Well, you know, I thought it was so interesting that last week, of course, you know, they brought in all the big Democrat guns, right? They brought in Obama, they brought in Biden, and they brought in Kamala Harris to Virginia. Well, she said last week, she said, and I quote, "What happens in Virginia will in large part determine what happens in 2022, 2024, and on," unquote. And I think maybe, Captain, for the first time here on the Captain's America Third Watch, we completely agree with Kamala Harris.
Absolutely, and it has set Joe Biden up for failure.
Well, that's right.
And the Democratic Party couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people, and they can't weasel their way out of this. They were sent a clear and definitive message tonight, not only in Virginia, where the governor, they have a new governor, Republican governor, and they also have a new legislature turned over red. I guess it's 50-50 at the moment. They also have a lieutenant governor and an attorney general, so that's all red. It hasn't happened in Virginia in years. And in New Jersey, they may or may not have a governor there. Because the race is too close to call, and obviously that's going to go on overnight and into the day tomorrow as they have to wait for the votes that they have to tally and this, that, and the other. But this sent a clear message to the Democrats.
It certainly did, Captain, and I think as well, now as the morning breaks in Washington at the White House, it's going to be a very different kind of day, I think, in Joe Biden's White House, because this particular sea change, this bellwether election that even Kamala Harris talked about is going to, I think, continue to help stall the Biden agenda even more so than 24 hours ago, for example, because I think a lot of Democrats will find now that the Biden policies and all these concepts, they're not very popular, and this will give them the political cover perhaps that they need in order to really step back. I think the Biden agenda has been dealt a very serious blow by this.
Now, you know what we need right now?
What's that?
A little of this. Sing along. Oh, yes.
Happy day. That's right.
Oh.
And that's the accordion.
Yeah.
That's good.
All righty. Happy days are indeed here again, and thank God for the fact that the people in Virginia woke up and they paid attention to what we were all trying to tell them around the countryside, because we sure as hell told them, and you and I have been talking about this for weeks leading up to this election, and we really got into it the last couple of weeks, and, you know, I've had a number of people contact me from Virginia and say, you know, we're on it, we got this. All right, well, let's see what the Professor Emeritus of Politics has to say, because I think this sent a clear message to the Democrats. It's Dan the Man. Okay there, Mr. Dan the Man. What's up?
Well, I watched everything. I was glued to the television like I told you last night. I think it was a great night for Republicans, but I wish they would have won by a little more.
Well, I think they did win by a little more, and I think there was some finagling going on. I really do believe when I saw those numbers start to dwindle that I think there was some finagling going on, because they were sitting on votes again in Fairfax County.
Oh, I know that. I mean, when you got McAuliffe as your flag bearer, I thought a little more cheating would be going on, a little more underhandedness, but it didn't sound like there was a whole lot to that tonight, anyway. I was surprised about New Jersey, how close that was. I'm hoping that Torselli can pull that out and beat Murphy. But overall, I think the White House, I don't think this is going to bother them a bit.
Well, of course.
Now, this was a year ago, and it was if it was a tsunami, yeah, maybe. And maybe. I mean, I kind of discount the Biden White House. They'll push back. They'll come up with all kinds of reasons. And it doesn't bother. Defeat does not bother these people like it should. Most political organizations.
Well, good.
So I was hoping that Youngkin could go out there, I mean, really rip him by about 8%. But anything over 3% is a landslide.
Yeah, I agree. And good. I'm glad to see that you think that they're not going to pay much attention to this. I'm glad to see that, because they're going to get their butts handed to them again next year.
Oh, I same here. I just hope we can have the same intensity a little more. Because I always predicted, you got to give Biden some room to make a lot of mistakes, because that's all the guy's ever did.
Right.
That's all he's ever done in politics. You know, he holds the record for having press secretaries when he was senator. Yeah. One year he went through 57 press secretaries. He was so hard to work for. So, but he'll push back. This was, in his mind, this was nothing. And they'll keep, the only thing I can see now, it's got enough people in the House, Democrats, the so-called moderates, probably a little shaken now.
Oh, yeah.
If this doesn't kill that $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, I don't know what can.
Uh-huh. I believe you're right.
But I believe you're right.
Well, if I may,
go ahead. Wait a minute. Go ahead. Wait a minute, Dan. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, it was a good night. I wish it would have been a little better.
All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
No, I appreciate what you're saying, Dan, very much. Yeah, I think that the those in the House or the Senate, they're the ones who have cover. But I don't think that the Biden administration itself is going to try to pull back, because they haven't pulled back yet, even in light of these horrendously bad polls. And I think that they think that they're going to get their way either through by hook or by crook, executive order, whatever it takes, because they're on some kind of mission. But at the very least, we have now this major message that's been sent, and hopefully it'll stall and we can get through to 2022.
Well, you can tell Biden's running it from behind the curtains, because he did the same thing. It never bothered him. And then, you know, I got a phone, I got a pen, and he was pretty effective at it. But I don't really, as if this was next year and there was a tsunami, I would be a little more excited. I'm not saying I'm not excited now, but it's not as, they didn't beat him as bad as I thought they were going to beat him. And, you know, nobody would like to see Biden out of the White House or at least crippled a little bit than what it is now. But, you know, Joe Biden, this won't bother him a bit. His White House, Jan Psaki, this won't bother them a bit. And that's kind of where I see it. They're very dictatorial right now, and they're not into the mood to compromise on anything. So, but it was great seeing the victory in Virginia, and hopefully they can pull it out in New Jersey, because those two states are blue-blue.
Right.
And anytime you do this, even though it's an off year, you've done something. But I was hoping they'd really tear into them. But, you know, the Democrats still held pretty good.
Here comes the music. I got to let you go, so we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay, you and Kyle have a good morning.
All right, we're going to, and thanks very much to Stan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more. I'm going to have Kathy give you the telephone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The biggest race of national interest on Election Day 2021 was the Virginia gubernatorial election, and many news outlets, including NBC News and CBS, are projecting Republican Glenn Youngkin is going to defeat the Democrat Terry McAuliffe to become the next Virginia governor. Youngkin had been behind for months, but tightened the race with just a few weeks left. To New Jersey, where Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver says, as the race to be New Jersey's next governor remains up in the air, that every vote will be counted.
We have been overwhelmed with those that have just come in today and had to cast their provisionals.
We do have a winner in Major League Baseball's Fall Classic, as the Atlanta Braves are the world champs. And this is USA Radio.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might take it away. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take a couple of times a day, once when I get up and another time around midnight because of the swelling and the inflammation that I have in my left ankle and foot and leg, which sometimes goes right up into my back, the pain and my shoulder, and it just I have to take something to kill it. And that's what this does. This product is 100% drug-free. And because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. And for you folks with arthritis, or maybe you got muscles that just ache from the job that you got or whatnot, this is something that will help you. You take it on a regular basis, and it will start to help you. Usually within 2 to 3 days, you start to feel something happen, or maybe sooner, depending on your personal situation. So, $19.95 is all it costs to get started for the 3-week quick start. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there, tell them the captain sent you, and $19.95 on that Relief Factor. It's relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And, Kyle, we want to give a special shout-out to everybody in Atlanta listening to us on AM 920 The Answer.
That's exactly right. Congratulations, world champion Atlanta Braves, winning the World Series in Game 6 in a shutout, no less.
They came out of the porch for that.
That's right. Well, congratulations. It was, I saw the very, I was able to see the very end of the game tonight. Really exciting.
Well, they are.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, there they go. They're going back in because it's 66 degrees and clear, and they got everybody's got a sweater or a light coat on. Yeah, well, that's great. Fantastic. Glad to see it. Of course, the Braves, you know where they play their winter baseball, don't you?
Right there in Florida, I'm sure.
Right down below Sarasota, Northport, Florida.
Very cool.
Southern part of Sarasota County.
Very cool.
Just over the bridge. It's only that far on the map.
Well, it was a good trek for them. They were all the way from February till now, here into November, and what a story. Absolutely.
All right, well, let's talk about Yahoo. Yahoo pulled out of China yesterday over what they're saying is increasingly challenging environment. What's that all about?
That's very, well, I'm sure because, number one, there's a lot of, information suppression.
Is somebody stealing her stuff?
Well, I believe so. I'm not exactly familiar with what they're doing, but I know that they have a, generally speaking, trying to deal with the Chinese rules and regulations and so forth can be very daunting and bad for business.
Now, the world leaders yesterday over at the UN Climate Change Conference, by the way, President Biden came in about 1:17 or 18, landed as Youngkin was giving his acceptance speech. But anyway, world leaders pledged a methane emissions reduction and an end to deforestation at the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. That'll be interesting.
Well, that was nice that they did that. Unfortunately, of course, Captain China and Russia did not show up to this.
Weren't there.
They don't seem to be caring what President Biden is going to be agreeing to or telling everybody. In fact, they probably sit back and say, look at what the Americans and what others are doing. Oh, and by the way, didn't Biden call for a temporary, uptick in the oil pumping and so forth from Saudi Arabia or the Middle East because of gas prices and so forth? But that's only temporary because really everybody's going to have an electric car before you know it. Come on, give me a break. They all understand what makes the world go round in terms of energy, and to go and have this kind of conference and then make these kinds of promises while at the time when China and Russia aren't even interested to be there does not bode well.
But if you're looking for clean oil and non-pollutants, Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest polluters and dirtiest drillers in the world.
Well, exactly right. That's exactly right. And what happens here in the United States, of course, is a much more highly regulated, I'm sure, and certainly much more environmentally sensitive. Now, some people, they just don't want any drilling whatsoever. But, you know, for example, when you drill, for example, in thousands of feet of water and something goes wrong, you might as well be on the moon to try to get to it and try to really do something to it to fix it. But if you're drilling on land, you can fix it if something goes wrong. Again, it's an agenda, just like anything else, an agenda to try to make sure that we're crippled in terms of our energy, and that cripples us in terms of our foreign policy, ultimately.
Now, kids got the nod on Tuesday to roll up their sleeves for a COVID jab. As the U.S. Senators for Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC, advisors voted to authorize the smaller dose shots for children aged 5 to 11. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I would say, for folks in Missouri, please forgive me for kind of co-opting a phrase here, but show me the science, okay? Right? Show me the science in terms of what the young kids of this age group, if they truly need the vaccine, or do they need to take precautions, for example?
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of parents, Captain, are going to be asking that question. They may have gone over and gotten the vaccine for themselves, being adults. But for their children, that is an entirely different landscape when it comes to parents. And trying to mandate these kinds of things or trying to do that, I think they may run into a buzzsaw on that.
Now, in lieu of what happened in Virginia, this has some direct result on Joe Manchin, who said yesterday, again, he's still a no on reconciliation. He says, what I see are shell games and budget gimmicks.
Well, sure. And this gives him even more cover to be able to continue his opposition. But, of course, Captain, what happened when he showed that opposition? He dared to show that opposition. He's been, being called he's anti-black, he's anti-woman, anti-whatever you name it, because he doesn't want to blindly follow what the far left in this country and the Democrat Party have decreed shall be. And that's just not the way that we do things here. And especially when we have ridiculous, can you imagine Donald Trump coming out with a bill to say, don't worry, it costs $0? They'd have every single economist they could find, every accountant they could find on the evening news every night explaining how it costs trillions of dollars and not zero. Well, these are gimmicks they're talking about. That's all it is.
By the way, American Airlines has now canceled over 2,300 flights since Friday.
That's right. And we understand, of course, they have some staffing issues. I understand, too, I believe there are some cities that may no longer get service from certain airlines because of these things. It's not just the weather. Of course, we're coming into the time where weather's going to really play a big part as we go into the winter. But it's staffing, and it's the general issues and shortages that we're seeing in a lot of industries right now.
No more popcorn on the flights.
Right. Well, it's really going to be telling to Americans because they're slowly, it's like the frog in the boiling water. You don't, if you warm it up very slowly, the frog doesn't feel it, right? But this is what's happening is that you have all these things, the shortages, not enough flights, not enough workers, not enough this, and it's slowly going on. And they think that we're all going to just get used to it and say, that's just the way life is. No, people are going to, just like in Virginia, stand up and say, wait a minute, this is going down the wrong track, and we're going to make our voices heard at the ballot box. That's why, Captain, we got to make sure we keep the energy up in this country to capitalize. It's the old saying, success breeds success. And we keep going, we'll make it to 2022 a year from now, and we'll have an election that is going to be a major, major earthquake, even more so than we saw tonight in Virginia.
Well, that's true, and we need to keep the momentum up, and the people need to pay attention to what's going on there, and I'm sure they will after this, because this is something that everybody that's a conservative or an American that understands what's at stake here and what these Democrats have been trying to do to America, we've had it. We've had it. You are done, okay? You progressive left liberal socialists are done. You just got a message sent to you, and if you don't understand it, I don't feel sorry for you one least little bit. Do you, Kyle?
No, not at all. They have,
Alrighty.
They have an alien philosophy.
You betcha. Hold on, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to tell you all about the weather and where it's snowing. Yep, I said snowing. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Don and Donna. By the way, if you can find out more about them by going to their website, it's called CowboyLogic.us, CowboyLogic.us. Go over there, check it out, and you'll find out all the great stuff that they're up to. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. And don't forget, when you truck on into the Pilot or Flying J, you want to grab yourself a great hot cup of coffee. Tell them that you were listening to me and the Captain's America Third Watch, and depending on where you're at, you just might get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Now, if you're going up I-75 and you're pulling into exit 205 at Jackson, Georgia, the big old Flying J there, they will give you a free hot cup of coffee, as will the folks out there in Salt Lake City on 7th Street South, just south of I-80. So, give it a shot. Become a member of the Drivers Club. Get you some points for all the stuff that you buy, the fuel, the food, and the supplies in the store. All right, here we go.
Surprise when it all goes to hell on the
got more than they deserve. Why don't we stand by and do nothing while they piss it all away? And we hope we wake up in the morning to the light of a brand new day.
Kyle, who is that group?
That's Blackberry Smoke.
And what's the name of that song?
Waiting for the Thunder.
You bet it is. And that's one of their, matter of fact, they were introducing that in England. That's where that video came from. It was on the BBC in England where they introduced the song. And, of course, they're out of North Carolina.
That's right. Yep.
And they're pretty much a tour band. Used to be a house band, some of the bars they had there in North Carolina. And a lot of the drivers would stop. The different places they were at up there around, Rocky Mount and going up and down over the top of the rock and then up into Virginia. And that would be one of the bands that they would hear playing.
That's right. Yep.
All righty. Well, I'm going to take a look at the weather real quick here and I'm going to give it to you. We do have snow again. And cooler temperatures will be felt from the central and southern plains into the northeast through Wednesday. Meanwhile, approaching storm systems are going to bring rounds of rain and high elevation snow showers, along with very gusty to high winds for the Pacific Northwest late this week and into the weekend. And in the meantime, way up there in the northern part of Michigan and upstate New York, and Erie, Pennsylvania, we got snow. Lee Shore, Lake Ontario, again, we got snow continuing, and we got some really cold temperatures along I-80 and I-70 in a couple of spots there, and I-64. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to give a shout-out to Richard the Marine tonight.
Yay.
In Oregon, and he chimes in, and he said it's calm tonight and dry, 54 degrees, but big storm coming in on Wednesday, 60-mile-per-hour winds coming. And that's exactly right, Richard. Of course, we're tracking these storms that are going to be coming in to the Pacific Northwest again. We're coming in to see, of course, for Seattle and Portland and where you are there on the central coast of Oregon. We're also going to be seeing some snow as well. Now, the snow is going to mostly fall, we believe, in the higher elevations of Idaho and parts of western Montana there. So that's what these storms are going to be bringing. And right after the storm that comes in tomorrow, we've got another one coming in on Friday. A lot of coastal rain, moderate coastal rain in those areas along the Pacific Northwest and Northern California. So we have that going. Also, if you're coming up I-25 tonight near Denver, you're going to be seeing snow also in the high elevations. The good news is that the rain is going to be moving out by sometime on Wednesday, and drier conditions are going to be returning, but you're still going to have the snow up in the mountains, especially in the Vail Pass area, in Georgetown, Estes Park, Castle Rock, and so forth. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Now, this is also going to go up towards into Wyoming, especially out near Laramie, up near Elk Mountain. We've still got winter weather advisories going on there. Also, back down into Colorado, winter weather advisories as you come along I-70 towards Glenwood Springs as well. So that's what's happening in terms of the snow, but we've also got some high wind warnings in southern Oregon near Lakeview. That's Highway 395,
yeah.
And also parts of Northern California, just north of Redding there, over towards Eureka.
Yeah, 395 goes down to Reno from there, too. Okay, here we go, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I'm telling you, right now, let's start with Green Bay, Wisconsin. There's snow in the area there, lake effect snow dropping in there. Over the line, the Wisconsin line up there, northwest corner, right there, inbound on the leeward side of the lake, you've got lake effect snow there. Lake effect snow up on the Canadian border right there with Michigan. You've also got lake effect snow moving over to Erie, Pennsylvania, into the southern part of southwestern New York and the northwestern corner of Pennsylvania, and then over off the lee shore of Lake Ontario, you've got snow tonight from Oswego and Pulaski inland into the Tug Hill Plateau, and then north up I-81 all the way to the Thousand Island Bridge. So that's going to be interesting. Now, we have got some frost and some freezing cold temperatures, freeze warning in parts of southern Illinois, in parts of Missouri, down into the Ozarks, down into the northern part of Arkansas as well, frost warnings. And then coming across I-40, you're going to be in frost all the way till you get around the central part of Tennessee. Then you'll be in a hard freeze warning there right now. And that'll take you all the way over to the mountains in Virginia when you climb up I-81 and decide to go that away. And then, of course, north of there, pretty much all across Kentucky tonight, you've got a freeze warning there. Southern part of Ohio, southern part of Indiana, there's a freeze warning there. Cincinnati, you've got some pretty cold temperatures there at the moment. And coming across the mountains of Virginia and over into Pennsylvania, in particular area around Allentown up towards Wilkes-Barre, cold temperatures there, a freeze warning that goes across over into the Catskills in southern New York, also takes you over towards Jersey and the higher areas of Jersey. Also, you've got a frost warning right up along the Atlantic Ocean tonight. So Linda's going to need her heat going up there in Cape Cod, because it looks like as if you got some chilly temperatures there, too. Kyle, tell us real quick about the fire, Jay.
Well, folks, as we're going into winter and you're out on the highways and byways, you're going across the road, you're a pro driver, be sure to go to pilotflyingj.com. Check out their locations function on their website so you can plan your trip accordingly, so you can have safe harbor and find your fuel, find something good to eat, and also join the driver's club when you're there. That way you can earn money, points, I should say, on the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, and the supplies that you buy.
Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and I'll be back right after the top of the hour news at hour number two. We're going to let Kyle Warren take us to break here with his patented outro going into the top of the hour news. So here we go.
This is Kyle Warner. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.